Charlie's Choice.
Da, 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 da.
Charlie's Choice.
It's good to the last sip.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, we're just a couple of days away from being up in Northern Virginia to go to the big Kentucky Derby party up at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Are you excited, Mike, for someone who spent so much of his life in the D.C. area to get back up here at this, the most beautiful time of year?
The whole family is. Michael is excited just to be traveling. Carla's jacked to get up there because she spent so much of her life up there. And I'm super psyched, too, to get up there to my old haunts. And really, really, it's been too long. So
and you
I
get to visit your daughter, right?
Yes. I'm going to get together with Elizabeth on Friday. And I think Elizabeth's coming also to the Derby party on Saturday. Pretty packed at Jimmy's. Get there early if you haven't gotten a reservation, and we will see you there. And not only will I be at that venue,
yes,
with my favorite innkeeper, but I will be sharing a home, his home,
yes,
when we arrive at and I will be picked up. It's going to be Jimmy and more Jimmy. Jimmy and I have traveled together, so I have no issues, but he is the man, he is the legend, he is the best sole proprietor of an eatery, drinkery that I have ever known. And this place has been going great guns and thriving for, mm-hmm, I don't know, a long time. We'll ask him when he gets here. Let's bring Jimmy Tiberius Cerrito. There he is. Yeah, if you want to know what I'll be dealing with the whole weekend, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Jimmy, is that a new shirt?
That's really, really exciting. There, he's got the
he's wearing a horse head, Mike.
The man commits.
He does. A horse with a hat.
That's I'm not sure what the hat says, but it's very dark in that room. There he is. Hi, James. How are
you? I really appreciate, Jimmy, that you coming to the show dressed like Khartoum.
Good morning.
He likes his own material, like you, Rob.
He does.
He loves his own material. There he is. Now from the bowels of his home.
Yes.
What is that paint? Is that one of your coloring jobs that you did with the painting?
Good morning, Tim. This was from a local artist in Northern Virginia, and it is a painting of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
It's very cool. I've seen it in person. You know what? The video doesn't do it justice.
How have you seen it in person?
I've been to his house.
Yeah. Was I here?
What's that?
Brain.
No, I think the last time I was there might have been the second time I was there was for Kelsey's going away party, and you gave me a full tour of the house. It was great. You gave me a Dr. Pepper from your vintage machine.
Oh yeah, it's right there. Yes.
Yeah, very cool. I love Jimmy's house.
That's very, very
Mike. Cool. You're gonna get the whole tour, man. I can't wait.
I'm looking for. Well, I've been there before. I've been to your home before.
This time with your eyes open.
And now the nest. Yeah, with my eyes.
You won't have to hold your hand this time.
I won't come wheezing down the stairs to see you coloring at the kitchen table. I will be. I'm really excited about this, and I know everybody. The event, we're going to be there at 5 o'clock on Saturday, mm-hmm, and it is the Kentucky Derby party. I know that you always have lots of bells and whistles going on. Carla is bringing a giant swag bag with the TMOS merch that's going to be up there. We are excited. We got a ton of Don't Get Happy hats. And I have not made the determination yet as to whether I will reveal my horse in the Derby, because I'm very excited about that. Nor have I put a bet down on that horse yet. Mrs. O'Mara might be mad.
I think it depends how many drinks you have between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
That's true.
This is true. It's true. But I look, we're early out on Sunday morning, so I will be in control. It will not be a normal. Yeah, and I've got my son, so life changes.
Still,
you know?
Look for Mike early at John Foster Dulles International Airport on Sunday. He'll be the guy lighting cigars with $100 bills.
Yeah, from my big win, right. From my big, huge score. not.
Well, at what point do you figure, well, if we just stay at Jimmy's a few more hours, we'll go straight to the airport from
here? Exactly.
Because the rule is it's totally different when you have a kidling and when we're heading out early and we have to start and school is winding down, as Rob was just talking about with his kid.
Yeah.
School is winding down. This is go time for a lot of seniors and a lot of all kids in school.
And Mike is also in a gray area of parenthood where the kid is too big to really leave with a babysitter, but not yet old enough to drive him.
And
this will change in the next four years.
It's just not in the cards.
I'm going
to be fun. I'll have an adult beverage or two. I'm not going to be dull, but I'm also, you know, I got to think parents first. And Michael's tremendously excited. He remembers Jimmy. He's excited about coming to Jimmy's house.
From the night terrors.
the night terrors that he's had. It's, you know, he's excited about going to the joint. He's been to your joint a bunch of times as well. And now I haven't been in so long. How long has it been since I've been up there? It's been a very long time.
When Mark died,
long time coming.
Yeah, and the changes are multifold, right? Mm-hmm. Don't you? Yeah. You're always doing stuff. What's new at Jot?
New at Jot, we built a big, beautiful beer walk-in cooler.
That's your big thing, right? That's mm-hmm. your
so
brewery.
Now we're working
stuff.
On the brewery, and you're going to get the little tour of the upcoming brewery. Mm-hmm. You're going to get to see the brand new pavilion out in the beer garden.
And that the weather, to the best of my knowledge, is going to cooperate for. Oh, you're a little nervous about the weather, maybe too rainy and cold, huh?
You know what is it? The weather guy, Mr.
Oh no,
Mike. Why really? Are we leaving Florida?
Yeah,
why do we leave? Why
might
we
rain, leave might not, might be thunderstorms.
You leave Florida to meet the best fans in the world at the greatest place in the world. That's why you leave Florida.
That's Rob Spiewak with his eyes on the prize, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. And Rob, you've got to be super psyched because this is like a regular Saturday for you. You would do this.
Cool.
You've been there more than Josh and I. Josh never been there.
It's my favorite place, and I can't wait. I think my mom is going to come, which is going to be really cool. My dad's
That's
in Florida,
awesome.
So he can't make it.
Right.
But it'll be me, and I know I can guarantee me and Carrie and my mom and a lot of good times. So I can't wait to get there. It is the best. It is the best joint to like socialize. Just the layout is so great. It's
thank you.
Yeah. And so there is.
It's your bar, guys. It's your bar.
I'll sell it.
That's good because I'll be standing at the door requiring cruise reservations to come in.
Careful who you sign up.
We're playing hardball with the.
Does everyone know that
people.
All the people that made a reservation at Jimmy's also signed a disclaimer that they have to buy a group cabin? Every person that's getting
Jimmy's.
We're going to jam
150 people in a group
cabin. I'll direct
cabin.
You to the right regulars, Josh.
Mike, I think one thing that you haven't seen at Jimmy's since you've been up here is the introduction of tater tots on the menu, which are outstanding with the steak and cheese.
And don't forget, a new batch today.
There it is. That's the new hot sauce, right? Mm-hmm. Is that wing sauce or hot sauce?
Yes, it is wing sauce.
Wing sauce.
Outstanding. Yeah.
All right.
Incredible.
Did you put tater tots on the menu because of Rob Spiewak? Rob's a big tater tot guy.
I had no idea, but
no,
they are the Jot Tots.
Jot Tots.
Jot Tots. That's very exciting. That's
about the rock.
I forgot about that.
Jot Tots.
Jot Tots.
Any new folk that are up there in your employ that we're going to meet? Any exciting new people?
Well, you'll meet again Chef Clark Condon, who owned Clark. Yep.
Right.
Clark will be there, and he's the man. He's like the best thing that's happened to Jimmy's in years.
And you're phasing him back into the sunlight, right? You don't want to do anything too drastic.
He does come out of the kitchen twice a week.
What about Mama? Is Mama still up there?
Yeah, Rosa, Mama in the kitchen.
Oh, that's wonderful. She's up there with the crew. Servers, anybody standing out? Any problem children that we have to be aware of?
There's constant behind the scenes. who needs reality TV? Just follow me around.
Right. And you've done reality TV in that joint.
Well,
you've done that too.
It was boring compared to the real story.
Yeah. The real story that Jimmy was offended by the reality chef that came in there.
Is like, that
get
still
out of
available?
Here. Get out of here, muscle bound. What's that, Rob?
Is that special still available? I forget what's is it on Netflix or Paramount?
No, it's on your favorite.
Which one?
Fox.
Oh, yeah. Tubi.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, so that's it. You can get there. How early can people can spend the day if they want, right?
Yeah,
they can
make a day of it. We've got, Mike, we've got over 80 listeners that have reserved space.
Is there any room for that? I know they like to sit and people like their tables. Is there any more room for seated folk?
I'm going to have a chair or a bar stool for every one of those people.
Okay.
I'm telling them to get there by 4 o'clock. Listeners, if you're listening, you're coming out to Jimmy's this weekend. If you're there after 4 o'clock and you had a reservation, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, Rob's mom might be sitting in your seat for all I know.
Yeah, in your face.
Whoa.
You know my mom. She always loves to pick a fight.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we're doing our best. And then the other problem, Mike, is that many people in one room is going to be difficult. So I want everybody to know that we're going to do our best to get them somewhere. And then Mike.
Well, you got different sections. You have the main bar area. Then you have your little room to the side, the dining room. And then you have I didn't know the weather was going to be maybe a little suspect.
We'll
I thought I had my dream scenario was 75 degrees. Have you ever put it? You've put TV screens outside, right?
Oh yeah, we got screens everywhere. Everybody's gonna be able to see the Derby.
So the Derby
TVs everywhere.
I was kind of thinking when I watched the Derby and the horses are at the track.
Yeah.
You I don't need a microphone.
No, you're
need
a microphone.
And Mike
you're
wants himself on the TV, not the Derby.
Well, Mike, that's actually that works out good because after Derby coverage closes, those TVs go to a live camera of your bedroom at Jimmy's.
Yes.
So you'll be able to follow
the special
Mike when
cot
he gets...
that I have.
Now, I'm actually sitting on your bed right now.
Now Friday we will not be doing a traditional bonus show because we are taping all of our fun goings on little pieces of tape, little videos all the way around cobbled together, and that's going to be our bonus show for this weekend. So bonus show subscribers, if you're coming out to Jimmy's, hopefully you'll get on video and you'll be able to watch yourself or be on yourself, and we're going to be putting that together over the weekend. So we're very, very excited.
Rob and I worked out some microphone details yesterday. So
I think you'll be very pleased with them.
That's good. So we look forward to doing that as well. All right. So it's a big deal for us to hit the road. And next to the cruise coming up in December, this is going to be the last time you're going to get a chance to see us out and about. And we are looking forward to seeing all of you. Why are you laughing at that?
We go into lockdown until we select a new pope.
No. It's so just the second.
For the smoke.
Right. That's right.
There you go. And Rob will be driving in from Leesburg, and I'm very jealous.
Yeah,
and
it hasn't shown, Mike. You've really handled it well.
Yeah, that's true. You're excited,
Mike. I'm giving you my car.
In December.
What's that?
In December, we win. We get to drive to the cruise.
Amen. Yeah. We get to drive
in December, Mike. The listener wins.
The listener wins 100%. Well, Jimmy, I look forward to it, and I look forward to seeing you and Mo and your daughter. Right before we went on the air, we were talking to you, and you said that. Kelsey is now – this is the coolest thing. Yeah. Not only is she a wonderful kid, and I've known her since she was little, but Jimmy's daughter is living the kind of life that a lot of people fantasize about, and that is world traveling and just going where her compass takes her. She's following her compass, and she is traveling. She has been – she has cruised on a sailboat throughout the world. She has been down in New Zealand, Australia. She's been to the South Seas. And you said that her latest destination, she is now going to be in Southeast Asia. She's going to Vietnam, right? Wow.
She's been in Southeast Asia for a couple months now, touring.
Still with the same dude, that hippie that she's traveling?
Yeah, O-Dog. He got a new tattoo in Thailand.
Oh, good for him.
O-Dog. O-Dog. And she's just, this is her.
Hi, O-Dog. Hi, Kelsey.
Kelsey has no signs of slowing down. This is the life she's chosen. She's a world traveler. That's her gig.
Mike, some people will pull out all stops to stay away from their parents.
Yeah.
This is so very, very cool.
It's awesome.
What's her game? I know it goes month to month. What's her game plan now?
She's been gone for almost 2 years. She has not been in the United States for almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, but she will be back in the United States in June.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. That's cool.
And
so
she's going to spend most of the summer with us here.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Manassas Park, baby.
Yeah. All right. That's wonderful. And then probably off again to the world traveling thing?
She says back to Crested Butte, Colorado,
where she's maybe a ski instructor type roots. Person, right? Yeah. Works for the ski patrol out there. It's such a cool.
They'll work again and save money, and then go to Mars. She talks about Mars.
It's so very cool. Yeah. And she writes about her travels, and she has a great online presence. Yeah. And I love it. I love I love reading her stuff when she's out on the road, and that's super super cool. Is she bringing the? Is she bringing the freeloader with her?
He's not a freeloader. He works, you know.
Yeah, they both work, Mike.
Part time.
Like he can go on his own. They need each other.
Is he coming too to Manassas?
We will see him, I guess, a little bit, but then his family's up in Vermont. So.
Oh, he's a Vermonter.
Vermont, yeah.
So
yeah.
She'll probably get a chance to spend some time up there too, I would think, huh?
Of course, she's not going to sit right here in Manassas. She's going to steal my car.
Yeah.
She's going to drive all over the East Coast to go visit all of her friends and family.
Right. I, as far as daughters go, I have a daughter who is now going to be showing me her new digs. She has moved out.
Mike, that's a pun. You didn't even realize it.
She has moved out of the ex's house, and she now has her own joint in Virginia.
Did she offer for you to stay?
She said that her beau, they have a guest room, but unfortunately his stuff is in it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you need a place for your stuff. George Carlin said that.
Right. And if they're not married, he should have a separate room.
Yeah.
Yes, he should. Amen. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And but it's one step closer to adulting, which is, kids these days tend to, take a little longer getting out of the nest. Rob's kid is going to be doing the same thing, moving back home after college.
And he'll be taking a room to put his stuff in.
Yes, there you go. Very, very exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Anything to keep Dad out of the house.
Exactly.
Amen. Yeah. All right. Well, James, I will see you tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're all traveling. Well, Josh is leaving on Friday morning. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving early tomorrow morning, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Saturday, I don't even have to set an alarm, Mike.
I know. There you go.
Mike wants to know, what are your plans for Thursday night?
Okay, Friday. Thursday night with you guys, and then Friday we will be out of your hair early. Not early, but midday to go hang out with my daughter, and then we'll probably return to your joint sometime on Friday, and then the big day. And
when you say joint, you mean his house.
His house,
I mean, you get confused because his joint.
No, we're going to be sleeping
restaurant.
In the bar on Friday.
Well, I think you should come in like kitchen commando, and clean things up at Jimmy's.
No, this is Maureen's house, not my house.
So Maureen was talked to Carla, and you're off the hook on Friday completely because we're going to be checking in with people.
I'm working. I got a lot, but I'm off tomorrow, all day and all night. We'll do whatever we want.
We'll just hang and let us take.
How will the restaurant function if you take a day off, Jimmy?
The regulars will do it.
I see.
And you can let Carl and I take you guys into my old stomping grounds, and we'll buy you dinner. How's that sound? Does that sound good?
Whatever you want.
Good stuff. All right, buddy. I'll see you. See you tomorrow. And thank you for everything you do. I am looking forward to it. And we're glad that we got a ton of people coming to see you on Saturday. Take care, James.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Hey, Kelsey, love you, Mom.
Go Bills. There he goes.
Go Bills.
Very, very exciting. And I can't wait.
Do you think he's back to bed now?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a nocturnal business. What's
Have you watched this Kitchen Commando episode?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've watched it twice.
Okay.
Do you have a clip?
The episode description does not paint Jimmy's well.
No, it doesn't.
Nor does the show.
Well, it says, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is a 25-year-old restaurant that hasn't evolved with the times. Its wacky owner begs Chef Rush to save it from becoming a forgotten place of local
history. And Jimmy
will
tell you that's complete and utter crap.
Of course
crap.
It is. You can tell from the way it's written.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing he got out of it that he loves is his wing sauce recipe, which is great.
The chef did come in, and they did do their own wing sauce.
And it's a step up. I mean, he's no longer beholden to the Anchor Bar, so he's got his own thing.
I'll be eating wings on Saturday. I mean, he has the best wings. And if you're coming in,
I'll be having tots.
You like the tots, too?
I think I'll go for the tots. We'll see.
That's where you two guys bond more than
share a plate.
I got a message yesterday that when I was bemoaning the fact that I had no friends, that I didn't mention my new best friend, and that's Josh.
Oh, that yeah, right, Josh is right. Your new pal.
Yeah,
and which makes me feel good because lots of stuff it benefits me enormously that you guys are simpatico when you're there in the area together, and I think that I'm thrilled to do this at Jimmy's because Jimmy had the first time the podcast did an event. Was a Super Bowl party at there's the Rob just ingested 130 grams of sugar.
No, Mike, I ingested 5 grams of sugar. It's this crappy slice stuff. Yeah.
You don't care for it?
No, I told you this yesterday. You should listen to this show.
Wait a minute. 5 grams of sugar in the whole can?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a healthy soda.
Well, that's like a diet soda then, right?
It's got stevia and probiotics and postbiotics or whatever.
Has your doctor told you to be careful with the sugar intake?
My doctor is no longer returning my calls, so I don't know.
But, I mean, why are you drinking that? I'm just curious.
No, I saw – Mike, we did a whole segment yesterday.
I know we did a segment, but you would throw it away afterwards because you like your sugary sodas.
It's expensive, this soda.
But you don't care for it.
It's not great. It's you know what? A Coke is
it's
better.
Isn't it like talking to – it's like doing an interview on 24 when you're talking to Rob Spiewak.
How do you mean?
To the bottom. Well, I'm trying to figure out what
– Okay,
You just chugged it, and then you told me you didn't like it.
I don't prefer it. It's palatable like a diet soda would be.
It's in the house.
And it is in the house, and it's cold, and, you know, an 8-pack was pretty expensive, so I'm not wasting it.
Okay. All right. Just
but I'm not going to eat the Dole Whips. I'm going to let the kids eat those. Bleh.
Do you have those in the house right now?
I do. Yeah. You want to see one?
Could I? Is that an imposition? Do you have to go upstairs for that? Or
no, Mike. It's in my desk. No, it's in the garage fridge. I'll be
all right.
Let's
say. All right. I'd like to see a Dole Whip.
He should take them down to the ball field and sell them for $8 a piece.
Can you bring a Dole Whip to Jimmy's on Saturday?
If Jimmy can provide me some freezer space, yeah, of course.
Well, I'm sure he's got the giant industrial size.
He's still backstage giving thumbs up. he's there for you.
Go get a Dole Whip. Go get a Dole Whip. I'd like to see what they look like. Should be interesting. Should be fun.
My guess is it looks like what's with these little cups of ice cream that you get at like parties?
Yeah, or
you
a know, pup
the little
cup.
Tiny like kid cup.
Yeah, like the tiny kids cup, or like when a restaurant cafeteria style doesn't want to really put out ice cream, so they put the vanilla and chocolate with the paper tab on top. That's just like crap ice cream.
And the wooden spoon.
Yeah, and the little tiny wooden tongue depressor spoon. All right, let's take a look.
I feel that you're going to be underwhelmed, but here is. And I wish I had something to show for a Sharpie. I'll show a Sharpie for scale, okay?
Okay, good.
So there's a regular Sharpie pen right there, and this is the Dole Whip.
You're pretty close, Josh. Yeah. Can you
now, what was Josh's prediction? I missed it.
He said it would be like those little ice cream cups.
Yeah,
those
exactly what it is. It's a cup, yeah.
Does it come with the wooden spoon?
No, it does not. As a matter of fact, the wooden spoon normally would be attached to the bottom, and all that's under there is an expiration date. So
immediately disappointing because here's what a real Dole Whip looks like.
Yeah.
Oh,
look
see?
At that.
And that now that looks like something that's really palatable.
Well, it's incredible, is what it's good. Is because it's aerated and it's got the proper flavor balance.
I ate yesterday
ribs
so badly. No ribs. I you know sometimes I lose weight and Carla doesn't know what I eat, and what I ate yesterday was so odd. And really, I would not in a million years consider it healthy.
Yeah.
But I did lose weight getting up this morning. About a pound. I was down about a pound today. Yesterday, if I can remember, because I didn't eat a lot. The ribs were horrible. I really didn't. And reheated, they were even more horrible. But yesterday, because of the ribs the previous day, I did not eat until like 12 noon, and then I had my go-to, my standard, which and I'm very
giant
excited
turkey leg.
No, it's a protein bars, and I'm very excited for Josh said I think at a certain point we're getting a new advertiser with protein bars, so I'm really excited about
the summer
that. And I eat the Costco protein bar, so I had two of those, and then the only thing I had was picking up my kid, and I had a dip cone at Dairy Queen.
I thought about you guys yesterday because I saw a Dairy Queen. I said, this is where Mike takes Michael.
It is, and Carly gets pissed if I take Michael to Dairy Queen.
Why?
Because
so you have to go before you get him?
No. I pick him up, and I'm like, we have our little routine It's like, and it's bad. I because he's going to be an athlete, and he
don't tell
11. 11 is the age where you start making them aware of if you're going to play a sport, you got to be prepared to do it. And so he gets in the car, and we go, Dairy Queen, and he had an
Dilly Bar,
an orange creamsicle shake type thing. It was a medium shake type, and I had my vanilla dip chocolate dip cone with extra dip, which is
double
dip.
Yeah,
and
my go-to there if they have it is the orange dip, because then you get like the creamsicle thing going.
I don't think they had that. They had cherry. They have the cherry dip.
They had cherry.
cherry dip. I swear to God, this is the second thing I eat.
Yes.
And then at night, last night, and then I came home and I made myself a peanut butter sandwich.
After the cone?
When I got after the cone. Came home. This is 3:30 in the afternoon, 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Perfect PB&J time.
And then my snack was about an inch and a half of the Utz cheese balls. And to bed.
When you say inch and a half, the depth in the huge container.
It's the massive container. But then everybody started. Everybody hit him. Carla hit him. And I hit him. And then I was very pleased. But so if you want to lose weight, two protein bars, a medium dip cone from Dairy Queen, and the
peanut
bottom
butter sandwich.
The bottom peanut butter sandwich, then the bottom 12th of the Utz.
Did you have any proper dinner?
Not yesterday, no. No, it was
okay,
horrible.
Well, that's why
I told you it was unhealthy, completely and totally unhealthy. Waiting, this is the whole fasting thing. I have no rhyme or reason to it. I have continued to maintain after I lost my big chunk of weight.
You look great.
But
you really
I have, do. Yeah, but I've plateaued and I never go, you know, away now five or 6 pounds on either side.
Yeah.
That's what I do. If I really was, you know, crazy about it, I like the fact that I counted and paid attention for so long. I haven't done that in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But when I eat stuff that I think is really bad for me and I'm still able to do that, I think it's kind of the inadvertent fasting that I get up in the morning.
I think it's because the weight is actually reflective of like 2 days ago.
An
overnight thing.
So that means tomorrow I might be heavy.
Yeah, you could be up.
What time of day?
What's that?
Or the time of day.
Or whether or not you've expressed your bladder.
Yeah.
Add a pound or two.
Yeah. No, it's just, and then Carla went in to watch her Survivor, and I watched my my dated television series that has, at last check, I was on the 19th or 20th episode of the first season. What are
that's
these shows
the
that are
like,
able to
that's
generate
the old
20
days.
Episodes?
It used to be 39 episodes a season for a network show. Now it's like 23.
I think episode 20 of season 1 of James Spader's Blacklist. And it is Jive. What's that?
That's how it should be. It should be 20 some episodes.
It was I'm all in it. And finally, this FBI agent, Keen, has finally accepted the fact that her husband is a spy. He's dangerous spy.
It's taken almost the entire first season to get to that plot.
The whole season. I'm like, when is this lady going to get it that her husband's a scumbag? And she just confronted him.
Yep.
And he said, I'm taking the dog out for a walk. And he was gone. He was in the wind. And then they caught him
again.
Did
he really take the dog, though?
No, he left the dog on the front porch and escaped.
That's rotten to the wife. That's
but then Red
to
Reddington,
the dog.
Raymond Reddington got him.
Hold it. There is not a character named Red Reddington, is there?
His name is Raymond Reddington, and they
but
call
they
him
call
Red.
They call him Red, yeah.
They call him Red, and it's James. James Spader is your kind of guy. He's every bit of your kind.
What does that
mean? He's kind of a fancy lad. He's not my
cup of tea.
James Spader isn't?
Not really. No, he was like
all right,
a
I have a prediction.
Packer. Okay.
Give it one episode.
All right.
And it can be a random episode. He is a career criminal that was burned by the system in government, like clandestine, the Secret Service.
Ah, Campbell Stein.
And he is a guy that is a world traveler, likes his food, likes all the finer things in life. And he's, I think he would be right up your alley. I think Red Reddington would be right
is
up your
a,
alley.
Is it a Netflix streamer? Where does it live?
Netflix.
Blacklist. Okay.
Free. So
if he loves food, Mike, perhaps he'd love to see the top of this Dole Whip that says, peel. For a delicious reveal.
I don't want you to waste food, but could you sample a little of it?
Of course. I knew you want me to. That's why you want me to go get it. I know you also ask the nutritional specifications of one single Dole Whip. The serving size, it says 1 cup, but it's not like a cup. It's this thing. 3.6 ounces, 140 calories, 15% of your fat, no vitamin D whatsoever, and 20% of your sugar. Mike? 14 grams of sugar, including 10 grams of additional sugar.
In that little cup?
That's it. Now here.
14. What do you mean that's it? That's a lot, Rob.
Well, Mike, there's no more than that. Okay. Anyway, there's your delicious reveal. It looks like garbage. It's just white stuff.
And do you think could, let me ask you this question.
Yeah, can we see the comparison again, Josh?
Do you think you could doctor it to make it into something better? Doctor it not only with texture but with flavor. Whip it, like soften it and whip it up. It's like a hard ice cream, right? Is that what it is now?
And it stays hard forever.
And I think I think that's the problem, is you need to whip it up.
And whip it good.
Put more air into it.
Yeah, I think that is. It has an undercurrent of the taste of wood.
Josh is like getting 30 different. Now that looks like a deviled egg. That looks like a really nice deviled egg. If the egg was shaped funny like that, what a
there's a underlying taste of wood, like a popsicle stick that they've put in it,
right?
And it's the texture's wrong. I think if this was fluffier, if you were to melt this and refreeze it, then I think you might have something.
What if you melted it, got it soft, put it out like on the counter for an hour or so,
right?
And then just stirred it up. I bet it would be a totally different experience. Or you could microwave it.
To make it red hot?
No, to make it soft.
No, I don't think
it's... Defrost it a little bit.
I don't think it's a soft issue. I think it's the fact that it's not aerated. It's too intense.
But you aerate it by softening it. You stir it up.
You have, I mean, that kind of does it, but it's not to the effect that...
Put it between two pillows.
Yes, of course.
Put it between
two pillows. He seems so ill at ease today. Well, I don't know why.
That would go more with one of these Dole Whips.
Oh, there we go.
These are the ones you get at theme parks, apparently.
Now that one on the right, but the right, they all look like stool.
They all look horrible.
They look
but
like,
you know what? They
it
look
looks like
all...
a dog ate a yellow crayon.
I'm curious. Do you ever see white dog poop anymore? It used to be much more prevalent, where the dog poop would stay out long enough to turn white. That's
all I know what that is looks like. Stubby did not participate in his morning constitutional, and
he'll be uptight today.
I'll tell you, Winslow, when he sees another dog and the lady that is. You hate it, but you can't stop eating it.
I'm looking at it. I'm trying
to figure out
how
to say that. Put it off to the side.
It's in front of him, so he has to.
He has to enjoy it. I think he likes it more than he's letting on.
They say they're refreshing and velvety. It's not very velvety.
But all right, here's the thing. Now, we've got the show. Put it off to the side till the end of the show. And then now you don't have any spoons at your desk. You have every other kind of accoutrement there.
You know, for a while I kept a fork, but eventually I washed it.
You got that big knife.
I do have my knife. I have a
straw. Keep it off to the side, and then at the end of the show, like right before we're going to leave, when you're doing your beautiful video,
I should have something to eat.
He's looking for something.
I just see the TMOS hat back.
How about this? Can I use this knife?
Yeah, absolutely. Use your Knights of the 1000 Arabian Knights knife or whatever.
I'll be wearing this at the event. By the way,
don't cut the tongue.
By the way, for those of you that aren't aware of this, we haven't promoted it enough. Rob will be swinging into Jimmy's on a trapeze, so with a pirate's outfit.
It'll no be net,
very,
no
very
net.
Exciting,
very exciting indeed.
What the hell
I did
was
see
I talking
on
about?
The on the internet last night. I did see a new snack food that I think we should taste test.
Really?
Is it better than the speaker you found?
The speaker was also interesting.
Yes, it was. Carla, very interested in the speaker right away, Mike.
Yes.
All right. What do we have?
So I was thinking, I haven't seen these down in Florida yet, but it's an Utz product, and they don't put out new products often. So
and I love the Utz company. I'm a huge fan of Utz.
Me too. How about some lemonade-flavored chips.
Bring them. That sounds fantastic.
Oh, it doesn't to me.
It sounds so bad to me.
It sounds horrible. It's great. It sounds like acid. It sounds like seriously.
Oh, it'll burn you. Your tongue will shed. Your tongue will slough off. But it sounds great.
Show me again, because it's the proud partner of something right there.
The Alex Lemonade Stand.
I don't know what the hell that is.
That's probably, it's got to be a cancer charity,
it's a
right?
child cancer thing. It's
sorry.
Like Rita's does their lemonade with Alex and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't think Rita's is a put-together outfit like Utz. Rita's is sort of a down, you know, the clip joint.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just causing trouble.
Oh, you're a troublemaker. You're a dangerous man. You're like Red Reddington.
Yeah, you know. I'm Spee Spiewak. That's me.
You would really like Red Reddington. He is an Alton Brown type of guy. That's what he is. He's an Alton Brown.
What I think is happening here, if I can be so bold, is that this show is so jive, you are slightly ashamed that you like it, and you want me to come on board.
I think it, first
of
all.
Is there a trace of that at all?
Yes, 100%. I accept the fact that it's jive. Carla mocks me because it's so jive.
Okay.
First of all, there is a villain every episode, much like a cartoon would have
Batman.
A villain. Like The Blacklist, the name of the show is it's a list of 100 bad guys that he has access to because he lives in the criminal world and he has gotten into cahoots with the FBI. Because we believe that Agent Keene, I forgot what her name is, what her first name
Peachy.
Is. Peachy. Christy Keene, maybe something. I'm sure it's got the Red Reddington, Christy Keene.
Yeah.
We believe, is his estranged daughter.
Look out! God.
When they disrupted his life, which turned him into a criminal, he left her. I think that's the story. But the Blacklist is on
episode 101, when his list is done.
Yeah.
I think it's over. I think it's over, but that, you know, we're at 20, and the thing is,
does he get one villain a show?
I'll give you an example.
Okay, right?
And if you find a clip of The Blacklist, are we going to get in trouble if we play a clip? All right, I know. Sorry, I like the show. No. Carla rolls her eyes and mocks me.
Yeah, and then goes and watches Survivor.
But
I'll
it's
take
like
you
oh,
any day.
Yeah, let me introduce you to The Undertaker. And, you know, and it's got, and
do
every
any of the
episode,
villains get like Batman Jive as like one like the bookworm and all he does
oh,
is read
they're
books?
All Batman Jive. And then they're, you know, those are the Pavlich brothers. You know, all these guys, these evil people. And The Undertaker, which was the most recent episode, there's always a subplot.
Yeah,
which
there's
is the
plot.
Evil guy. And the regular plot is, you know, we think that she's his daughter.
The A plot goes from episode to episode. That's
correct.
But there's always a B plot where he like attacks Egghead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You should never double cross Red.
Okay. Kaido check.
I may have misled you. Someone did take Berlin up on his offer, but it wasn't Laskin and Russo. It was me.
Well played, Nico. I didn't think you had it in you.
Kill him.
I find Chrome to be a bit ostentatious.
I'm sorry, Mr. DeMarcus. The truth is, I'm the one who misled you.
Oh, no! There was a double cross!
I love it. It's so jive, but I love
it. Is the guy with the gun
Pee-wee? When I was 15, I had a summer job installing carpets for Albert Kodagolian.
Is that Paul
Lake
Rubens?
Charlevoix.
I think so.
Horrible like job. That. Hot, right. Indoors.
Can you pause it, Josh, or get rid of it?
Don't you love Raymond? Don't you love
no,
Red Reddington?
Because what it is it's Spader trying to be a younger John Lithgow, and he doesn't have the chops.
No, it is not. James Spader is, I believe,
he ruined
that
the office. He ruined the office.
This is his character. This is his character. He's you. So you just don't like James Spader.
Oh, I mean, I don't like the flavor of what I was just shown.
Right. Mike, I think if we're going to watch an episode of Blacklist.
Well, nobody needs me, Mike.
No, I don't need you. I don't need you. Don't watch it. That's fine. Go watch your other crap.
What crap?
What are you watching now? What's the last television series you watched?
The last television series I watched is the John Hamm, Your Friends and Neighbors. It's brand new on Apple.
Is it any good?
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. But, you know, he doesn't. John Hamm isn't appealing like James Spader.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. I put this in the same category as Matlock.
Very similar to
the new Matlock.
Yeah. The new Matlock.
Very similar. Yeah. He'd watch Matlock.
I watch Matlock.
He'd watch Murder, She Wrote.
No,
he watches Jive. You watch Jive shows all the time.
Is there a good detective element to it with a reveal at the end of
every
episode?
It's all detective element.
Okay,
it's
then maybe detective. I will watch. I'll give it an episode.
It would make me. If you didn't like it after you watched a couple episodes, I get it. But I think this is in your wheelhouse, and that's why
you sucked me in by saying that you don't need me, and now I'm on your side. You'll love it.
You will really love it. Oh, my God. Where's the time gone? I'm sorry. Raymond Reddington?
We just have to get Jimmy on the phone, then we can start.
There you go. We'll take a break, and we will come back with some news and more fun and more thrills. Later on, speaking of detective work, I do want to hear about the Leesburg spy report.
Oh, good. Spy report.
I really, really do. And Josh and I will chat about the fact that after 100 days, first 100 days of the Trump administration, a review when we come back.
Going as good as the Orioles.
As good as the Orioles. That's a little preview as to what Josh is going to say. Hey, listen, bugs. I want to talk about bugs.
Mm-hmm.
If bugs are even a minor problem in and around your house, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty.
Mm-hmm.
Spiders, ants, and other bugs are looking for somewhere to hang out. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house. By the way, get them down here to Casa de los Muertos, because, my God, the fire ants are taking over.
What you want is the fire ants to be muerto.
Muerto fire ants. Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and your climate. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders and ants to roaches and scorpions. I don't like spiders and snakes, and
that ain't what
it takes to love me.
You love that song, Josh?
Like I want to be loved by
you.
You don't know any Jim Stafford songs?
The kit includes a sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions, and you can complete your application in less than 10 minutes. And the best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you do not have to worry. You do not have to worry. You cannot eat pizza, cakes, or breads. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked, and a full refund never bugs anybody. Rob did his yesterday.
9 minutes. It took me 9 minutes.
And he's gotten rid of those pesky scorpions that Carrie hates.
Oh, all over the place, yeah.
Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Lemonade chips. I don't know if that does it for me, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have scorpions in Florida? They're more of a dry weather thing, right?
That is a wonderful question. I do not know if we have scorpions in
I know you loved the band.
I love them, yeah. Scorpion song. Oh, man. Come on.
Oh, man. I don't even know if I have one.
It's classic rock all the time. It's always on classic rock. I'm organizing my news as I'm padding here.
That's fine. You know, Jeff Shamrock would know all the Scorpions records.
Yes, he would, and we'd have to play them, too.
I want, you know, Mike, I thought your eulogy for him was beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know where
Jeff Shamrock.
I don't know where I line up on memoirs that trash people. It's kind of interesting. Christie Brinkley released a memoir. She did it yesterday, called Uptown Girl. She talks about Billy Joel in it a lot, And she does include stories about her marriage to Billy and his drinking problems.
Yeah.
They were married from 1985 to 1994, and they share one daughter. She's doing the interview circuit. She said some very nice things about him, including their relationship today. But
I think the daughter, his name, is it Alexa, after the, one of his records? Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she talks about Billy doing some of his drunky things, which I would really hate because I've got a history with, you know, doing some drinking with Carla. And if she wrote something about some of the stuff I've done,
if you remain to be clean and you're not doing the stuff anymore, in a way, it's sort of supportive. It's saying he used to be this and now he's this.
Well, this is one of the stories. She says, Christy said Billy once drunkenly ate spaghetti from a pan on the stove and then accused the family of eating it and kicked them out of the house. I guess that that's a drunky drunk move, isn't it? That's not too bad, Josh says. Josh says it all the time.
You're Get moving out.
Here's her quote. I hesitated to put that scene in the book, but at the same time, it demonstrates what I was up against. I was 100% dedicated to Billy, but I never told anyone about our issues, not even my friends.
Not even the spaghetti issues?
It was very difficult. If that's like numero uno.
That's I'm nothing.
Like, that scene's going to be great in the movie.
It was very difficult in that way. But we had a child together, and I was trying to protect the family. I knew that there had to be some way to help him and not always get to that point where this person who you love is suddenly a stranger to you. Christy also shared another time where Billy had disappeared all day and returned before dawn, stumbling out of a cab and ill-tempered.
Well, I've done that.
I've done that, too.
Yeah.
In an interview earlier this month, she said she never wanted to end things, but that his drinking was bigger than both of them. Well, that can happen. And, you know, and it takes different forms, as you know, Rob. I mean, it does, right?
I mean, at my very worst, I never was stealing spaghetti, though. Never.
No, you just have it in a pot down under your desk.
That's right. And shirtless.
Here's the quote. In the end, when the relationship isn't functioning the way you want it to be anymore, that's the worst kind of loneliness because you can't just make it work together, and that's painful. So that's it. That's what we have.
Does she also include a recipe for spaghetti?
That's funny. Spaghetti.
Mike, this just in, Mike. This just in. Hold on. The Scorpions have two records that we would know, Mike,
okay.
And they are Winds of Change or Wind of Change, which is like a down-tempo record.
All
and,
right.
Of course, their big hit, Rock You Like a Hurricane.
That's the one. That's the one that's overplayed.
And my apologies in the chat room to Mr. Greg Klein, who certainly has a burr up his panties that we didn't like the Scorpions.
I like the Scorpions.
Greg.
I played them a lot when I was at the edge at the end of my radio.
Greg Klein says Scorpions have only sold over 100 million albums.
No, Scorpions. That's why they're a staple of classic rock stations.
Yes.
Let's move on to movies. Misery. Remember that? Oh, I love Misery.
Great film.
Kathy Bates won an Oscar for it, based on the Stephen King novel. It turns 35 this year. We no longer have James Caan with us, and director Rob Reiner. Just I forgot he directed it.
Meathead.
He talked about the most famous scene and how it was almost very different. If you've never seen it, Kathy Bates is a crazed fan, kidnaps your favorite author, played by James Caan, Jimmy Caan, and forces him to rewrite one of his novels. The most famous scene is where she hobbles him.
It's called hobbling, Paul.
By breaking both ankles with a sledgehammer. But in the book, it's even more gruesome. I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Did you read
Stephen King. Had you read Misery at all?
Did not read Misery.
Okay.
Her character chops both of his feet off.
Annie Wilkes.
Reiner changed it for the movie, even though Bates and screenwriter William Goldman told him not to. But it wasn't because he thought it was too gory.
Didn't Goldman write The Exorcist?
That's Friedkin, I think.
Okay, I think you're right. I'm sorry. But Goldman, his name comes up in other stuff as well. So
it wasn't because that Rob Reiner thought it was too gory. He talked about it at the TCM Classic Film Festival in L.A. this weekend. How would you like to be in a front row for that, Rob?
Oh,
that
my
you
God.
Would like.
Yeah.
He said
I'd start drinking again to have a drink with with Ben Mankiewicz.
He said it was an artistic choice. He wanted James Caan's character to show growth by the end. I agree. It makes sense when you hear him say it like that, because when he's walking with the cane into his agent's office at the end, it seemed harder to pull off if he was literally in pieces.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me, Rob Reiner. I agree with you. He says, quote, I wanted him to leave being intact. he's still hobbled and all that, but now he's a full person. So I didn't want to have him not have feet at the end. Did you see Misery, Josh? Have you seen that movie?
I have not. You said 35 years old.
It's it holds up.
Yeah, but occasionally it's on television.
The swearing, Paul.
Fresh tomatoes in the meatloaf.
I do like Stephen King, so I will. Maybe I'll check that one out.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like Bates still doesn't agree with him. Quote, everybody said you shouldn't have to lose something after you've learned something, but I didn't feel that way at all. To be fair, she won an Oscar for the role, but she didn't like – I think it would have been a totally – it would have overwhelmed the movie if he –
You're right. It also is more – it gives it more finality earlier in the movie. You'd have to stop rooting for the guy. You can't walk around with no feet.
Well, also, if you saw – like, it turns it into Friday the 13th.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so I'm with.
It's kind of like it's kind of like what they did with Rosemary's Baby. By not showing the baby, it was scarier, and by not really seeing his feet get knocked off, it's something a little more realistic.
I totally agree with that. All right, now you're gonna love this, and I know you're gonna love this because you didn't like James Spader, but you're gonna love this. Well, you love this guy, Martin Short, 75 years old, and everyone seems to love him right now, probably because of the hilarious show Only Murders in the Building, and now he's got another gig. You are gonna dig this. Martin has been tapped to host yet another revival of The Match Game.
Yes! Yes!
A show for ABC. It first premiered in 62 with Gene Rayburn. This is an interesting fact. That means Martin was 12 when the show premiered.
God.
The show is known for featuring a panel of celebs and comedians, but there's no word who might be involved in this one. Now, the only negative I can think of is that the Hollywood Squares reboot, they don't have a lot of celebrities with juice anymore.
Well, it doesn't happen. Go ahead,
Josh. The way you fix this is Martin Short should be hosting it as Jiminy Glick.
You know what? He could do, if they did a little pre-production, Martin could be all six panelists as well.
I like him, but I don't like him that much. The show has the panel. That's part of the attraction of it. Yeah.
Showbiz people now don't have like a single thing that they can like clamp onto.
Right.
Like, for example, Dandy. Charles Nelson Reilly was. That was a good angle for him. Like the sexy sort of what's her name, who wrote Fried Green Tomatoes? Fanny Flagg. She was sort of like a, you know, an off-the-chart sexy sort of a vamp on that show. If you put someone on that's got a podcast, you don't know who they are.
Well,
so
the
you
most,
can't write jokes for them.
Recent version of The Match Game started back in 2016. Alec Baldwin was the host. It ran for 5 seasons before it was canceled in 2022. So they have tried it.
Yeah.
I don't think Alec Baldwin is a terrible choice.
He was the worst thing on it. And they did a great job other than that. Although they did need to... This is too between the weeds probably, but they wrote it wrong. The questions were stacked wrong. There's a construction to that game, and they didn't do it right. So.
All right. Well, it's unclear whether he was offered to come back or if they passed because of all the controversy he's had in the last year. But if Martin Short comes out with it, we'll see. I think that's a perfect choice for that.
How does The Match Game work?
All right. So you fill in the blank. So we've played it on this show before where the question will be, Fat Freddy is going to a local restaurant. He said... he'd rather blank than eat a dinner that night. Mm-hmm. And then you put in the different.
The S word.
He'd rather eat blank than eat at that restaurant.
And you have to match with someone
panel.
Else or match with the correct answer.
And it's why we play it on the bonus show so we can put crap in. And one of our games, it was like everything was S.
Yeah. So you read the clue. The host reads the clue.
Yes.
And then the panel, six celebrities, fill in and they play the think music. And they fill in their six replies. They lock them in.
Okay.
Then the contestant reveals their answer. And if they match any of the six panelists, they get a point. And the next time they play, if they've already matched the panelists, that panelist is out. So your top score possible is a six. For the six panels. And also,
see what's in his brain? Okay, I think it was more information than we needed, but he knew it. Did you see how he knew it? That's what's in that brain. That giant brain has
that
fact.
And I can also tell you why that they didn't want Alec Baldwin back is it's always been tradition to keep a pistol on the set of Match Game.
In case the guests get out of line.
Exactly.
One between
maybe,
the eyes.
Maybe the Match Game on the cruise in December.
I would love to write a Match Game for the cruise. I think
a
that would
filthy,
be
filthy, dirty, cruisy Match Game.
Match Game, cruisy boozy.
Every year moms are asked what they want for Mother's Day, and they're always hinting at the same stuff. A nap. and the day off, doing everything for the family. In a new survey, don't know who did it because it's probably fake, 94% of moms say they'd like to have more sleep. Half of the moms said that a nap with no one needing you is the ultimate luxury. Next best luxury is being eating a meal while it's hot. Not making any decisions. This sounds like Tesh. And a solo bathroom break without people looking at your genitals. No, 60% Tesh, of moms say they'd happily trade gifts for the chance to sleep. Yeah. Your wife not burdened with that. Sleeps
no,
she my, wants
if that's it. The case, Mike, every day is Mother's Day.
There you go. Congratulations. So, yeah, Carla likes naps, too. Does your wife like to nap, Josh? Does your wife, Kelly, does she nap a lot?
Occasionally. But okay. No, normally she's working.
Okay. And do you make a hot meal for her every now and then?
Yeah, especially with the grill. I've saw the grilling. Now that we got the grill.
The okay. grilling looks good.
I think yeah. I'm grilling again tonight.
Grilling yeah. and chilling. Very, very exciting. And,
like a villain.
A villain. Thank you very much. Let's move on. A woman is going viral on TikTok for sharing her experience of someone paying it backward. Her name is Samantha. She was at a Dunkin' through a drive-thru last week. When she pulled up to the window, the clerk told her that the guy ahead of her who'd left told him that she would be paying for his
Fantastic.
order.
That's great.
I shouldn't share this because people are going to do it now.
Yes. It's only Dunkin'. It's not like it's real food.
In the caption, she said, "To the random guy in front of me who lied to the employee, I hope you have the day you deserve." Samantha later posted a follow-up where she clarified that she did not pay for his order, and the Dunkin' employees were very cool about it, even though they were frustrated that the guy ahead stole his coffee, essentially. She said she was taken aback. I'm taken aback. Paul Giamatti would say that someone would do that. She also shared video of her trying to restore goodness in the world by going back to that Dunkin' and paying for the person behind her, which is the nice way to
do it. Why didn't she pay for the guy, the first guy?
Yeah.
Why didn't she pay?
She just should have
paid
in the first
place. Guy's coffee. Yeah.
No, he's trying to steal. He stole. He didn't pay. If she does that, that means he wins.
Was it Ben Affleck that did it?
Ben, thank you, Ben. We appreciate that. Finally, a TikTok with more than 5 million views with some Massachusetts high school seniors. I love these kids. They did a rejection cake decorated with flags for the colleges that shun them.
That's so great.
Roll the tape. This is a viral video that I thought I'd
share. This is our rejection cake.
Rejection. There they are, the seniors right there.
Hi, I'm Mary.
Hi, I'm Rylan.
We got rejected from BC.
Hi, my name is Chiron, and I got rejected from Yale.
Oh, no problem there.
Hi, I'm Lucy, and I got rejected from Holy Cross.
My father's alma mater.
Hi, my name is Chiron, and I got rejected from the University of Southern California.
Hi, I'm Cece.
I'm Isabel.
I'm Chiron.
And we got rejected from the University of Virginia.
Hi, my name is Mia Markley, and I got rejected from Dartmouth.
Oh, that's cool.
Hi, my name is Sharon, and I got rejected from the University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, good schools.
Hi, I'm Riley, and I got rejected from Richmond.
Hi, I'm Mary.
Hi, I'm Sharon.
We got rejected from Georgetown.
Sharon's getting really whacked on this.
Hi, my name is Sharon, and I got rejected from Harvard.
Harvard.
Hi, my name is Lucy, and I got rejected from UNCW.
Hi, my name is Chiron, and I got rejected from Duke and from Vanderbilt.
She's aiming high, God bless her. There they are.
I love it. They're adorable.
Oh, isn't that cool? Great.
And they all got scholarships to VCU.
Yes, Virginia Commonwealth University. Oh, my God. What a great way psychologically to deal with that crap, right?
How many schools did you apply to? Do you remember?
Ah, boy. I was a transfer, and I was trying to get into the best of the best, Newhouse School of Communication.
Right.
Ithaca School of Communication. Boston University School of Communication. Syracuse. Was Newhouse, and then I got into the American University.
But before that, you went to the Marist College.
The Marist College, where I was recruited to row, to be a crew jock, to be an oarsman, and never rowed a day of my life. So kind of.
But you got to meet Bill O'Reilly as your roommate.
Yeah, he was a great roommate. Snored, but I lived with it. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
We already played the thump thump. So here's
you did. I'm aware of that. I pay attention. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Is your cat having digestive issues, throwing up their food? Or in need of a diet upgrade? Listen up. This podcast, sponsored by Smalls. Smalls Cat Food has protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients that you'd find in your fridge. It's delivered right to your door. Josh is drinking some of it right now. That's why Cats.com named Smalls their very best overall cat food. And you can get 35% off plus an additional 50% off your first order. Head to over to Smalls.com and use code TMOS for a limited time only. Customer Jennifer M. said, after every feeding, my cat gets this burst of energy and starts running around the house, and his fur is softer and more vibrant with higher contrast. Honestly, I wouldn't recommend anything else. And we interviewed the cat, and the cat said, whatever. After switching to Smalls, 88% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. Plus, you can try it risk-free. That means a full refund if your cat won't eat their food. It's perfect.
Get it?
So, what are you waiting for, you? Give your cat the food they deserve for a limited time only. Because you are a Mike O'Mara Show listener, you can get 35% off Smalls plus an additional 50% off your first order by using my code TMOS. That's an additional 50% off when you head to smalls.com and use promo code TMOS. Again, promo code TMOS, an additional 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com. All right, we've been teasing this a little bit. We're ready right now. It's a Leesburg spy report.
Spy report. Mike, I live in a beautiful small town. And
is it really a small town? Is it really?
Leesburg proper is. Yeah, I'd say it's gotten out of control since I've moved out here. But it really is. You know, it's a couple blocks and it's very picturesque. Some of the buildings date back to before the war of Northern aggression. So it is a beautiful little town, and there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Okay.
And so I go to my neighborhood website. What is it? Nextdoor.com? And
sure.
They have one for every neighborhood?
Sure, they all have.
These are some of the things, Mike, that are going on in Leesburg. And it's a good mix because it's got people that are pushy neighbors and also people that are just looking to promote themselves.
And as usual, because Rob moved there, whites only.
That's the rule.
Yes.
Gary Campbell posted, and it's great. These people put their names, their pictures. They're really into it.
Gary Campbell.
I am on the website mostly just to look for things. I will occasionally do a wise-ass remark. Mm-hmm. I remember one a few years ago where someone was complaining that they needed a place to keep their horse, and I said they should call the downtown Hilton because they have a bridal suite.
God.
And the other
Hardy,
one, the one that I was proudest of is some guy. He had a beard and he just wrote, "Hey, where can I get firewood?" And I wrote, "Trees."
Are you in there as your own name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a wandering dick.
This is, he just loves doing this. This is what he does it for his own amusement. This is what he does when he has free time.
In Evergreen Mills, Gary Campbell writes, "Another day, another mailbox that needs to be painted. Check us out at wepaintmailboxes.com.
So people come out and paint your mailbox?
Yeah, that's lame.
They probably live in one of those neighborhoods where the homeowners association makes you have a certain colored mailbox. We do that. I like every other year, they tap people around the neighborhood.
But
to
it's a business where you paint mailboxes. Maybe expand your outlook, I think.
Well, that's why he's advertising there.
It's free.
You can't afford Facebook advertising.
Yeah. And you know, people, the little neighborhood businesses, and you know, if somebody's looking a little hinky and they warn you about grifters that are out there.
Yeah. Maybe it's a high school kid.
It could be. Could be. But he's got his own website. Now, Elizabeth Nika from Potomac Station.
You mean writes, Elizabeth?
No, because it's spelled weird. Maybe she actually
Lizbeth?
Did it wrong. Yeah, I'll go with Lizbeth Nika from Potomac Station. And it's a picture of a Honda with a license plate. And it says, "Has anyone seen this person around? This guy was in front of my home for about 4 hours, rang my bell a couple times, and acted weird. Please be aware, he walked away from the neighborhood when I told him I had called the cops. Person, hair brown, top brown."
Well, wait, now I'm confused. See, this is where these neighborhood they just don't sweat details. All right,
no, they
so
don't.
She says he's in a Honda,
right,
which is an automobile. And then she said he walked away.
Yeah.
Oh, nice picture of the license plate.
It's a beautiful
picture. Did he walk
picture.
Away and get in the car, lady, without the detail?
Yeah, you know what?
Fire and turn.
Lizbeth, you're no good. Why can't you have good details like Al Villa?
Lizbeth.
Al Villa lives in Greenway Farms, Mike, and here's what he writes. I am hoping the parents who picked up a wicker patio set by the curb of Lawford Drive on Tuesday will see this post. I forgot to give you the cushions that came with the chairs.
Oh, see, there's a that's solid nice. Dude. That's, cushions, see, that's good. And isn't that name Villa? Like Bob Villa?
It could be. It could yeah. be Al Villa. And then, Mike, you'll be pleased to know the cushions are in good condition. They are bagged when not in use and protected from the elements. If you want them, please leave a note by the door and we can arrange a time as I work odd hours and may be sleeping.
That's it's neighborly. Is
yeah,
it
is. You know? Sheila Cowling lives in a beautiful area, Historic Selma Estates, which is up off 15. It's beautiful right. homes. And she writes, Sheila writes.
And by the way, if you want to know why Rob lives in that town, it's named after Selma, Alabama. That's Selma right. Estates. I mean, yeah. Just connect the dots, folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's right in front of you. It's right in front of you.
Exactly.
You
it's like going to a Klan rally.
Does anyone in Leesburg Crossing in Leesburg, Virginia smell the strong odor of sewage?
Oh, no. Wells out there, right, Rob? Wells and septic
yes,
tanks.
Yeah, yeah. My son just called us and said they also have the smell, and it's getting worse all day. Thankfully, he says it's not the smell of gas, but it's the smell of sewage, and it's outside. I don't know if I'd be thankful that it was not a sewage or gas. It's kind of the same, isn't
it? That's one where you comment, it must be you.
Could be.
And by the way, speaking of my little league, yes. Really, really happy again. That just brings back the memory of the occasional wind shift from the sewage treatment plant that they put right next to the kids. And by the way, right next to the community pool, too. Thanks, City Fathers.
Don't think that's an accident.
Oh, my God.
I like that now every time you have that smell, you can think back to the baseball game.
Yeah, I'll remind myself of the baseball game.
Some and people think of their home where they grew up in Selma Estates.
There's a neighborhood, a high-end neighborhood, just down the road from us that is also next to the water treatment plant, and I played golf there maybe 15 years ago, and the wind was blowing the wrong way. Same thing.
Was
human
that course?
Excrement being treated.
Was like. That Feces Falls, that course?
Feces Falls. Yeah, you've been there.
It was a par three, wasn't it?
Yes. Feceberry Falls.
Feceberry. Oh, no, Mike. David Sevier writes from Potomac Crossing.
What does he say?
He says, anyone in River Creek hear the scream? Exclamation point, question mark, which is known as an interrobang. I'll read it again with the proper inflection. Did anyone in River Creek hear the scream?
Oh, my God.
Okay, wow. And then he writes, I was demolishing some columns on an upper deck. When I laid out one of the columns on the deck, I saw an excessive amount of wood dust and nesting material. I figured there must be a mouse inside. Keep in mind, this is social media, Mike. He wants everyone to know this.
Right.
I figured out there must be a mouse inside. I forced out the 6x6 post from inside, and when it was almost nearly out, a squirrel leaps out of it and barely misses my chest. I involuntarily let out an embarrassing scream. And then here are a few photos of the column.
There it is. And by the way, if you want that guy to get rid of your rodents, call this guy, okay?
Find him for $3, but I'll catch him and kill him for $10.
There it is.
Now, you're lazy enough by posting on this website anyway. How about someone who uses no punctuation or uppercase letters like Dwipum K in Belmont Ridge, who just writes all lowercase, no punctuation, looking for lawn mowing and plantation service.
Somebody on ours occasionally will write, does anyone know of a good air conditioning company?
Yes. You
and
see
that's
that
when
lot.
I run it right back and go, take your car to the highest bridge and drive it off.
And I want to know.
I mean, can you imagine? Look, really, where that's all you see day in, day out, and neighbors all around you.
They
have
love
used
it.
These.
Yeah.
Our neighborhood Facebook page, it's any car that speeds through the neighborhood. They take a picture and they post it on the page to the point that I now set my speedometer thing to 25 miles per hour when I hit the neighborhood because I do not want to be on the website.
Yeah.
The cruise control.
Yeah.
I don't. I kick up the 500 horsepower.
You wave for the photo.
Yeah. Only if there are old ladies walking out there, you know, or especially the old people on bicycles.
And also
that's always fun. It's kind of how close can I get and at the speed.
Right.
You know? And Mike knows where the camera is, and he moons it every time. Grab the wheel, Carla. Oh, Mike, this is a lady who means business. This is Kathy Statham from Lansdowne on the Potomac. She writes, is there a fox or something similar in size running around Lansdowne by Riverside Parkway and Upper Belmont Place by the roundabout going towards Riverside High School? A family, this is exciting. A family member was attacked this morning going out of the gate and was scratched on their hand while trying to fight it off. Please let me know. So there's a fox infestation that they're attacking people.
I've got the guy
you can heard the scream.
What, Josh? I'm sorry I interrupted. What
put
did
her
you
in
say?
Touch with the guy that heard the scream.
Yeah, yeah. They would be probably really good. Together.
So it's an infestation of foxes?
Yes.
Well, you gotta find him first. So
find him for three, but I'll catch him and kill him for 10.
Now, Mike, there's also great business opportunities.
Oh, good. I like business opportunities.
Aaron Karen writes, summer is coming and birthday parties are on the way. If you are in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area and looking for face painting, make sure to contact Miss Senna.
There you go. That's exciting. That's lazy, right?
I said face painting. I saw the same ad on Bang Brothers, which was weird.
And it'll be like one color. And she'll just slap on the color and go, there you go. Yeah, she'll
you're
put on
Martian.
Like, yeah. She'll put green. And go, you're a Martian. Get out of here. You want some sparkle?
Now
want
here's
some sparkle on that? All right, close your eyes.
In Lansdowne Woods, Mike, Archana Saxena has got a great opportunity for everybody.
Really?
Hey there. I need to give away my queen size mattress.
Oh, gross. It was new last weekend. I won't tell you why I have to give it away.
She says there's a freight elevator in the apartment.
Bunny Incontento says this mattress is not the best it's ever been. Yeah, that's exciting. All right, give us one more.
One more. Oh, my God. Pat Hatfield. That's Pat. A great old lady name, isn't it?
Pat Hatfield. Hi. We're going to go over to Pat Hatfield's. We're playing Mahjong.
She's at Greenway Farms, and she writes, hello, neighbors. Someone stole a package from my front porch. So the porch thieves have finally hit Greenway Farms.
Emoji. Greenway Farms.
They must have ripped open the package and dropped one small box on the run. Don't understand that sentence. But, Pat writes, I'm out over $100 worth of merchandise. Just sharing so you will be aware. Crime is at our doorstep. And I'm thinking all of that merchandise has to be marital aids. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, and Pat, what's your full name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, it was, hold on, I'm sorry, Mike. Pat.
Hatfield.
No, I lost her. I already threw her down. Pat Hatfield, that's what it is.
Pat right. Hatfield, I
Pat
had it
Hatfield.
Right. Yeah.
Pat Hatfield,
absolutely,
yeah.
Pat Hatfield. And you know who also lives in Greenway Farms?
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
She's the one who stole the merch.
Yeah, next time you go in there, you're going to get one right between the eyes. Absolutely.
Crime is at our doorsteps.
Right.
Crime is at our doorstep. That
you
is
know,
what's happening.
As far as the porch pirates, I never had a problem with the neighborhood when I lived in Northern Virginia. I lived in Sig Sauer Acres.
Sig.
It's a little handgun joke there. Yeah, how about that? A little handgun joke for everybody.
I want to tell you, that's wild.
I did that because I saw a guy that had a Sig Sauer bumper sticker on his car, you know, which I think is better than saying this car protected by Smith & Wesson. I think if you've got the brand name, that you're much more likely to catch one if you get into a little road rage.
But
hey,
Mike,
everybody,
you need to be ready because crime is at our door.
Hats.
Oh, my
hats.
God. Yes.
You'll need them for the Mike O'Mara Show Kentucky Derby Party this weekend, you moron. Grab a sensational chapeau and join us Saturday, May 3rd at 5 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for a night of fun, laughter, food, drinks, and, of course, the big race. Oh, happy anniversary. No, the big race, the derby, means hats. So, gentlemen and ladies, bring your boldest, fiercest, most fabulous ladies' hats. I emphasize ladies.
Ladies.
For our legendary ladies' hat contest. Josh, do you have yours handy? I loved yours.
I do.
Your hat a little. It's not 100% ladies, but look at that in the great Baltimore.
It's very, very much in vogue. I could see a lady wearing it. I could also see Andy Warhol wearing it.
Yeah,
and I got the colors so I can wear it to the ball game Sunday as well.
Fantastic.
Do you think you'll be on TV with your good hat?
Just say this. Listen, Americans, please, no berets. The best part, it's free. So mark your calendars, rally your crew, and RSVP now. You definitely want a reservation for this event. You know, Jimmy said he'll make chairs available. for those of you that just be there are by sedentary.
Four. Be there by four.
That's call 703.
Bring in all the kids, so just put one on your lap.
703-435-GYMS. We're traveling north for this big-time fun, Josh and I. And the least you can do is make the trip. In any case, see, that's such a... The least you can do is make the trip.
Yeah,
that's Mike, a sell. You sell better than anybody sells.
Mike,
you
this
really
is what
do.
Is known
Please
as...
Please come.
This is known as the soft sell.
If you've got nothing
sell.
Else to do on a Saturday, yeah, come yeah. on by.
Absolutely. If you're out running errands, drop by and see us. See you Saturday, May 3rd, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. They have the coldest beer in town. Come put that feed bag on and your drink bag. Yummo. 703-435-GYMS or send an email. That's it. Welcome back to the
forgot
show.
About
whoa, whoa.
Drink
all right,
bag.
Josh, very briefly, we don't dwell on it on this show, but
just brief.
You know, you're the guy. I gotta put it on you because you're the only one on this show that carried the banner for the current president. 100 days, yes. Lowest popularity of any president at this mark in the history of the polling. And everybody feels, not everybody. He had a rally the other day where, you know, his people were out there. I think you are like a lot of people who may have voted for him, that they might be a tad unsettled. Where is your head now? And I try when you say...
And you know he's serious, Mike, because he took his hat off.
He took his hat off.
I'm reaching for the red hat.
The red hat right now, the Make America Great Again.
No.
Where are you in after the first 100 days? Are you unsettled? Are you delighted? Do you look forward
to
the
emails.
Next? What's that?
I said, you want me to get emails? Messages.
No. I really don't. And don't pick on Josh. Josh
no,
and I
don't.
Try to have a civil discussion when we're doing this. It gets heated occasionally, but
no,
not with Josh. He's really cool.
I don't mind... Most of the moves, I think I was hoping that there'd be a little bit of like peace and let's let things play out. Mm. And it came in immediately with continuous media attacks at him and him attacking back. And I don't like that. I don't like the back and forth of everyone hating each other. I really thought he'd be able to shut down some of this Ukraine war by now. I don't
he
like
thought
how that's
that as
dragging
well.
Out and how that's playing out.
Well, he said that.
Didn't he promise that?
He promised
he said,
that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He said he'd finish it in 24 hours.
Yeah, well, in a row? Yes. Did he say 24 in a row?
Well,
no, he didn't. Good point.
Right. So I don't like the political games being played on both sides.
Mm.
And I don't know. I mean,
are you a little discouraged?
I am not discouraged, no.
What would you describe? How would you describe your mood after 100 days?
I think
it's just your mood. I'm not talking for any detail, just your mood.
My mood is positive.
You think that the next 4 years will be okay?
I think we'll be better.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So you're still
I'm
a believer.
Still on board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm positive too, Mike, because I get to do the greatest show every day.
That's
what keeps me positive.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, I adhere to my quite famous don't get happy philosophy. So I never get happy, no matter who's in, whether my guy's in or somebody else's
in. At this point, really, as you look across America, is anybody happy?
I feel as though the issues that most people share right now are economic. And I believe that... We are on the verge of some very scary times economically, and that is what worries me. Because at the end of the day, take away all the nasty things I say about him and the hate and the fact that I think he's a grifter and the fact that I think he's a convicted felon, which he is, and the fact that, I believe he lies effortlessly. I believe that all of that would be forgiven or at least ignored more from my team if he didn't do what he's doing to the economy, which I am terrified.
And that's what I'm waiting to see, because I feel that's how the economy was in the last quarter last year.
It wasn't.
I feel like it was going
but
downhill.
I mean, the facts are it wasn't. He said it was bad. It was not bad. I mean, really, I was reading an article about it today that the economy, as far as certain standards are concerned, inflation was going down, jobs, the job numbers were going up, and then we'll just have to wait and see. But when you see the stock market react the way it's reacting for people, and you see businesses closing, I forgot how many people UPS is laying off now, and you see Amazon talking about putting tariffs next to the price, you know, which UPS, they decided they weren't going to do.
But UPS is laying people off because of Amazon.
Yeah, but it's just I worry because we joke about it, but we do get a lot of our goods from the East.
So yeah,
we're gonna have to wait and see. You know, so I would say I am. Here's what I hope. I hope that the pragmatist, the survival guy, the guy that sees the trend and makes the adjustment, the guy that backs down, which he does. I hope that's the guy that prevails, because the zealots that are under him and the people that are, you know, getting in there and firing and doing goofy stuff like that, if they get to rule the roost for the next 4 years, we might have some problems. So I am optimistic in only one way, that he will smell the
what the rock is cooking.
What the rock is cooking, that he will see the error of his ways with tariffs and things like that that don't necessarily move the meter, and modify it, and we can get back to the status quo that we like to see from all of our politicians. Don't do dick. Don't be a revolutionary, especially if it's going to tank the economy.
And then maybe I'll stop grinding my teeth. And I never check my 401k, never. And just for fun, I checked it last week.
How's
and
it
you
doing?
Know, guess what? It wasn't fun.
Okay, you know it's not.
It's like a 12% drag.
It's very
scary. And
it's
I mean that's all I got. So come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
And I can't wait for Martial Law.
Now, is that a new show?
Martial Law. Yeah, it's starring James Spader.
We have to take a break. I'm all in.
when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, a real quick version of Beautiful Video with Rob Spiewak.
Animal-centric today, Mike.
Animal-centric is
always
fun.
And don't forget, how's that Dole Whip?
Oh, it's coming up.
That's right. At the end of that, you're going to have to whip it up.
Yeah, go. Click it and whip it.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Whip it up, baby.
Or as Baby Billy says, come on over, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. All that delicious orange whip informed by scripture.
Oh, my God.
Hey, do you have any delightful memories? Like when you sat baking in the sun all day with purple lips, and the other parents gave you the side eye, and then you ate ribs, and you were so happy and sunburned.
What?
And dehydrated. Oh, that's a bingo. Do you want to relive those good old days, but they trapped on VHS tapes, film reels? And you just aren't sure where to start? Well, we have found the perfect solution, or the perfection solution. Legacy Box. Legacy Box. I hope they don't mind me doing Baby Billy doing their commercial.
Walton Goggins for
I got to roll
Legacy.
With it.
Yeah.
Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution.
What kind of box?
Legacy Box.
Okay.
Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Co-founders Nick and Adam started Legacy Box in their college dorm room over a decade ago. Since then, it's grown from a team of two to the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days free access to Legacy Box Cloud, which is the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories informed by scripture. It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere. Download, organize, and save them, and store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings you peace of mind. And now you can't even lose your photos if you tried, you clumsy oaf. Live in the now. Legacy Box. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMO. Save 50% for limited time only, informed by scripture. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS. And remember, if they say that the snow cone needs toppings, it's a lie. Don't put that marshmallow fluff on top of it. Just enjoy the grape knee-high flavor.
Come on over here.
Huh, here now. Yo, yeah, go on, yeah. Play that thing to Beautiful Video. Go now.
Hey,
go
I like that. Some beautiful video.
What happened? It went away. I went away.
No, you're there.
Hello?
You know, while you fix that, over on TikTok, they're starting a fun thing where break time is
good
gift
morning.
Time.
It's Bob Steele on WTIC.
Can you hear me?
It's first day.
Can you hear me?
No, yes, we can. Yes, we can hear you.
I was trying to share that they, on TikTok, they are sending gifts during the commercial breaks. Man. And I think we lost Rob. I don't know what's going on.
Can you
check my settings? Hold on.
Move him out of the picture, or I want to hear. I'm having trouble. He's got to get out and then come back in.
Yeah.
Get out and then come. There we go. There we go. Fantastic. That's great. I should say, we're at the end of the show, you know, now. That's it. He might be going for good.
I don't know what happened to him there.
I'm not quite sure what happened either.
But he clearly pressed something where he could not hear us.
This is true. What were you saying before?
We're on TikTok now.
And thank you to everybody on TikTok, Mike O'Mara Show on TikTok, every day live, and we appreciate it.
It's fun to see a lot of conversation and stuff going on there. But they have started a thing that I think we can bring over to YouTube watchers as well, that when we take commercial breaks, they start sending little gifts.
That's awesome.
So we're getting dinosaurs.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. No. Can you hear us?
All during
commercial. Or can you hear me?
Yes.
We can.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
He cannot. He has muted us or something.
Can you hear us? Hey, Fathead.
All right.
I'm resetting my board. I'll be back in a moment.
We're going to have to do some editing.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe Josh has some video of Dole Whip he could show you.
No. Just go. Just fix it. Get out. There. God. He'd rather yap than do anything. He would rather talk than do anything. That's what he wants to do.
We still have Jimmy here. Because he never left.
Jimmy never left. He stayed for the whole show.
He stayed for the show. He's not in the screen.
This is the dumbest show in America. We're going to give Rob one more chance and because it is at the end of the show. Hey, TikTok, getting back to the whole TikTok thing. Thank you. As Josh informed me yesterday, the move to TikTok Live for this show has been very fruitful. Share it with your friends. If you know people that are TikTokers that do that's their place more than any other on social, please spread the word. And, and we never mention on YouTube what all the streamers do on YouTube, that, you know, hit the like button and subscribe. Please do that for us. We need it.
On TikTok, you heart me, and then it says that you're like a fan of the show or something.
Please give us the heart on TikTok. We would really appreciate that.
It costs you one penny.
One little penny just for the show. And now we're going to probably give Rob 60 seconds, and if he comes back, no video today. We will simply have Rob eat his orange whip. There's Jimmy. And we're not quite sure what happened there. Here we go. Hi, Jimmy.
Did he lose his shirt?
Jimmy's no shirt on. He has no shirt.
There it is. What? I can't believe this is what I come back to.
Hello, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, Jesus, I had to reset my board.
Right, no time for video. Eat your orange whip.
Okay, right? I'm
sorry. Stir it up. Is it soft?
Mike, it is. Here's the. Right. You can see it's got a little goo around.
Yeah. Now
the end.
Turn it towards us and whip it up with the knife while we see it. Keep it on camera. There it is. Look at that. All right.
Now, just like in a good pirate movie, I'm going to eat my Dole Whip off of a dagger.
And hold on before you do this, because I don't want a 10-second delay for that too. When you're done eating your orange whip, you're going to hit the closing music right away. So just prepare for that, because we're going to get out of here after that. That's what's going to happen. Are you ready to do that?
I'm very sorry about my board.
Are you ready to do that?
Don't talk.
Just tell me you're ready. All right. Let's try the orange whip. Here we go.
Mike, it's a Dole Whip.
A Dole Whip. All right. Here we go. Now that it's softened,
it's
better flavor, same, worse.
Tastes more like wood. Worse.
Worse. Thank you very much. That's it. That's all we needed. We needed that to wrap up the show. I feel closure.
I hope you enjoyed today's video segment.
That was very good.
Early show tomorrow.
Early show tomorrow. We're taping at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Be aware of that, TikTokers, YouTubers, all the good people that like the live stream. We appreciate you. And thanks to Jimmy Cerrito for coming on the show. Rob, you missed it. Jimmy was wearing the horse head with no shirt on.
I guess
getting ready to get in the shower.
We got to get out of here.
We'll be back tomorrow with A. Brown. Hey, look, I'm getting another call from Scam Likely. I wonder where he lives. We'll see you tomorrow for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
It is all fun and games until someone gets herpes.
And what excitement we have today.